Shutdown, Marco Rubio cancels 83% of USAID programs. By Simon Kent on March 10, 2025. 83% of the programs directly funded and administered by the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, were canceled Monday by Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Rubio took to social media to announce the latest step in the Trump administration's efforts to cleanse the deep state from government institutions. The decision came after a six-week review of the programs, Rubio set out, citing their funding as antithetical to the core interests of the United States. After a six-week review, we are officially canceling 83% of the programs at USAID. The 5,200 contracts that are now canceled spent tens of billions of dollars in ways that did not serve, and in some cases even harmed, the core national interests of the United States. In consultation with Congress, we intend for the remaining 18% of programs we are keeping, approximately 1,000, to now be administered more effectively under the State Department. Thank you to DOGE and our hard-working staff who worked very long hours to achieve this overdue and historic reform. The Trump administration last month placed USAID direct hire staffers around the world on leave except those deemed essential, while others were fired or placed on administrative leave, as Breitbart News reported. Employees were also notified that USAID was beginning a reduction in force that would eliminate 2,000 U.S.-based jobs. However, this was later changed in another notice to 1,600 employees reportedly having their jobs affected. Now the results of that review have been delivered. RFK Jr., USAID has been captured by the military-industrial complex. The layoffs of thousands of employees from USAID come after a Trump-appointed judge ruled that if the Trump administration deems it necessary to place thousands of workers on leave in order to review U.S.-backed foreign assistance, they are allowed to do that. In fiscal year 2023, USAID disbursed $72 billion of aid worldwide courtesy of funds provided by U.S. taxpayers on everything from gender-affirming healthcare in Guatemala, teaching people in Kazakhstan to fight back against internet trolls, voluntary male circumcisions in Mozambique, and creating work opportunities for young LGBTQ+ people in Serbia, to name just a few. United States taxpayers have also sent more than $3 billion to Mexico since 2008 to combat the drug cartels that have mercilessly flooded illicit narcotics, including fentanyl, into the country. Despite the infusion of U.S. tax dollars funneled to Mexico through USAID, the cartels have become stronger rather than weaker, as Breitbart News reported. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.